Happy blackout, everybody.
We've arrived.
In my defense, nothing is our fault.
Just glad to be here.
Yeah, sorry for the little hiatus. If you missed us.
Thank you. You're the one.
You're the one.
Okay, and this is why I don't think anybody missed us.
Yeah.
This is episode 13, and here's the thing. It would have been episode 14 because Renee and I actually did record one last week, but I was listening back to it, editing it, and I was like, this just is not good. I am not exaggerating. It was Renee and I telling poop stories for about a half hour.
Yeah, just poop stories.
Just poop stories.
And if you want to hear them, maybe we'll make a Patreon. And no one will pay for it.
And you guys can pay to hear us talking about
poop.
Poop. Literally, it was. I was like, okay, I guess this episode's gonna be named to the Bathroom Diaries because all we did was talk about
the bathroom diarrheas. And also, 13's an unlucky number, so it's like we were set up to fail from the beginning.
We were. So hopefully, this one goes a little bit better. Watch us lose all the audio in this one, and we're just gonna be like, well, I guess we just had our last episode at 12. Yeah.
Well, I know we've told you guys sometimes when we record, our voices get super low when we check the audio on the laptop, and we're like,
Happy blackout, everyone.
Last week, we recorded something. We listened back, and it was me, and it was my voice, and all of a sudden, I was here. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh my God. And at first, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, that's not what I sound like.
But
right?
Then it's like, what's the real audio? Is the one we listened back to just a high pitched version of?
Right. So write in and let us know, do we sound like men?
No, do not write us in. I don't want to know.
Don't. So you know what? Okay, well, our email is in our defense. Wait, okay. Shit, what is our email?
in.our.defense.podcast.
Let's try this one more
it's
time.
It's been a while.
in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. And our Instagram is in our defense pod, not podcast, just to give everybody a little refresher.
Well, that sounded like pod, in our defense pod, pad tie, in our defense. I don't know what's going on.
So Renee and I just came from dinner, which we were able to go to a restaurant and sit outside.
And you know what? We only had one.
one drink.
Whoa, I can't. One dub.
Are you being serious?
I'm having a stroke.
You should see your face. I can really get
it's so red. One double vodka soda each.
Yeah, which so we really have no excuse as to why we are fumbling.
I mean, maybe it's just our metabolism.
The bag.
My face is so red.
We were at the restaurant, and then we saw this like woman with a glass of Prosecco, and we were like, that seems kind of nice, because our vodka sodas tasted really weird. And I go, okay, it's $10 for a glass of Prosecco. And Renee goes, are you sure that's not for the whole bottle? And I double checked.
I mean, a bottle of Andre is like $6, you know, at most.
And this is coming from, I don't know what's wrong with us today. This is coming from the girls who we went to a different restaurant last week. We had to drive like 40 minutes to get somewhere because everything around here wasn't opened yet. And the waitress asked us when we got a vodka soda, she asked us what kind of vodka. And Renee and I very loudly publicly jinxed on the word are on the phrase bottom shelf. And she was like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? We got bottom shelf liquor and steak.
And steak.
That's like our personality. Right. Bottom shelf liquor and steak.
Right? After we drove 45 minutes to this chain restaurant.
Yeah. You know what? Let's crack these claws right
Let's
now.
Let's crack these claws. Crack of the claw. Today is brought to you by White Claw and shitty vodka sodas. Literally get drunk in the easiest way. I can't open this.
And you
literally
know
get drunk in the most challenging way possible.
You can also use the code Sticky Fingers for these upon putting it in the bottom shelf of your cart.
It's a
five finger discount.
That's exactly what I meant to happen.
What's going on?
Okay, I wanted to tell you this the other day. I did something so embarrassing earlier this week. I did a couple embarrassing things this week, but this is the one where I was like, this one was really bad. I was locked out of my phone for about 4 minutes because I couldn't remember my passcode. The same passcode I've had for like the entire time I've known you.
I was going to say, why didn't you just text me and ask
me? I was embarrassed.
But then you couldn't have because you couldn't get into your phone.
My brain is taking all of its PTO right now.
Yep.
Yep.
I am signed off.
That was really embarrassing for me, even though I was by myself.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever had that. I mean, maybe when I've been blacked out. But even then, I always manage to get my Uber. Or someone else manages to put my Uber into my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, well, my God, we haven't had a weekly roundup in a while. So I'm going to try and make this as quick as possible because it's been fucking 3 weeks. First of all, thank you to everybody who wrote in and sent me a happy birthday. That was really nice. There were like 7 of you, and that meant a lot.
Much appreciated.
I really appreciated that.
We're both 23, so that's weird.
I'm just going to bleep out how old we are.
We're both
20 redacted years old.
We're both 18, finally.
This podcast is now called Barely Legal.
We can finally go to 18 plus clubs.
Oh, thank God. So, I had a really good birthday. I think that I got more gifts this year on my birthday than I have in like the past couple birthdays. Like all my friends were just really nice and got me something. One of my best friends from high school who's like never come to visit before surprised me. And like when I say surprised, I really mean it. I'm laying in my bed taking a nap. I hear a knock on the door. No one knocks at my door. So I'm like, that's a little sus.
Not even the mailman.
No, nobody knocks on my door, not even when I want them to. And so I'm kind of like, I'm just going to let them walk away. And then I hear a knock again. I'm like, okay, shit. So I go and put on a sweatshirt. I'm going towards the front door. And I see there's nobody outside. And I don't see any cars out there that I recognize. As I'm looking at the front door, my back door opens. And there stands one of my like best friends from high school. It took me like a minute, even like a girl that I've known for like 7-8 years. It still just like took me a minute for me to like realize who it was. That was one of the most like genuinely shocked experiences my entire life. And it was really nice. She stayed for 2 days and we had a lot of fun. And she brought with her a gift from like her and one of my other friends from home. And I had such a lovely birthday. And then my mom came to visit a couple days after.
For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day and everything. And
that was so soft. For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. And it was super nice. And we got good food and alcohol. And obviously, Renee joined us both nights. My mom was here.
Yep. And the only thing I did for my mom on Mother's Day was do a FaceTime.
Yep.
But anyways.
Well, I mean, good news is she's not listening to this.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Another thing that happened this week. So my grandma sends me a text. Obviously, you know, she and my grandfather are not really able to leave the house right now. She, as the rest of us are, is going a little crazy. So she texts me on Tuesday and she goes, I thought you would appreciate this. Grampy bought a big box of Franzia wine for cooking. He completely forgot it comes with a spigot. So he yanked the bladder out, cut the whole top off, and filled every empty bottle in the house with cheap red. Of course, he was swearing the whole time. Now this got my attention. I am now living a lockdown life surrounded by cheap red, under constant pressure to drink cheap red. I hate cheap red! Exclamation point. Poor grandmother.
If that was us, we'd just feel pressured just with the box sitting there.
Right.
Not in other bottles. We'd just be like, we should probably have a glass, right?
Dude, when I was reading this, I'm like, first of all, I can just picture my grandpa out comes the switchblade and just cuts the top off.
Takes the bladder out, as your grandma says.
And cuts the top off of the bag. How does he think people drink it? And then fills other containers with it. And then I love when she goes, I am surrounded by cheap red under constant pressure to drink cheap red. And I'm like, that's so relatable.
I'm imagining the cuss words that came out of his mouth when he completely pulled the bladder out and he saw the spigot. And he's like,
no, he pulled it all the way out, cut the top off.
Oh, he still didn't see it?
And no.
So then your grandma finally was like, you know, those with a little... spigot.
Yeah, how do you think people drink out of that?
Oh, God.
I'm just imagining how, after 3 days, how good that red Franzia tastes after being in the air for so long. No, I'm no expert. I feel like it might go from a, like, I Welch's mean, grape juice to a vinegar.
It might even taste better, though, because, you know, sometimes they got to keep those in the, what do you call it? The
decanterers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually didn't know the word.
I remember being at a, this is a topic that we're going to talk about later, when I was at a guy's apartment, I saw that he had a decanterer, and I was like, we are completely at different stages of our lives. Because I only know what that is because my parents and I still just like drink straight from the spigot. Ugh. As the Franzia is leaning off the edge of my table. So, and I'm under no pressure to change.
No pressure. What's been happening for me this week has been a little different. So guys that I have talked to in the past, like I'm talking a year ago, or the creepy guy that won't stop texting me, which I've talked about before, they think sliding into my Instagram DMs is a surefire way to get me to respond.
Yeah.
Not knowing that I have my notifications on, so I can see the whole message without mm-hmm. even clicking on it, so it doesn't ever say seen. So on Claire's birthday, we were all hanging out playing Truth or Dare. And one of the dares was to text this guy, hey, can we talk? After he's texted me 7 times in a row, I haven't responded for a month and a half.
So just want to check in with him probably, right?
Yeah, so I just said, hey, can we talk? And then I put it on Do Not Disturb. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, well, the rule was, you know, you text him that, and then you can never say anything else to him again.
No. And so I didn't respond. So at first, right away, he responds, hey, sure. And then 4 days later, he responds, well, let me know. And then on Tuesday, he responds, I'm back up in Indy, up to you. And I'm like,
this was clearly a mistake.
Yes, but it doesn't stop there. Here we go. You know what? I've got to open the message now. Oh, he had messaged me in 2019. I'm just seeing this now.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at your screen. I'm like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, looks like you messaged
him. No. He had responded to a story, and I said, thank you.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, okay. Anyways, so he DMs me today and says, hey, you're kind of cute or something. Do we know each other? Do we know each other? We don't. I have never met you in my whole life. Should I just say no? Except I can't text him ever again. Oh, no.
It's the rules. Yeah. Shoot.
Do we know each other?
You run into him in public, you go, I'm sorry I couldn't text you back. I'm playing this game of truth or dare.
And it's gone 40 years later.
And I don't make the rules, but I sure as shit follow them. So yes, we really can't be talking.
And then we have another one. You might remember from the date, or we were playing trivia with this man. He tried to get in a fight with these people while we were going out. And then I ditched him, said I had to go upstairs for something. And I ended up at Claire's for 3 hours eating a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Our text, I'm like, babe, come over. We lived like 2 doors down. I was like, come over. Should I get the turkey ready?
Yeah, and then
we made sandwiches.
I said, like, I got to go upstairs. And then
didn't you sleep over?
I think I stayed over for like 5 hours. I got home and I was like, oh, he's not here. And then I went back to your house. Yeah. I was like, perfect.
It was a little fuzzy.
Yeah, but then this man DMs me.
A little bit of background. This guy was great and all until one night we were at the bars with him.
I think we told this story.
And yeah, I'm just refreshing my memory. And he started using a bunch of like homophobic slurs and everything. So we were like, yeah, that's not going to work out. So that's this guy.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering why she's being a bitch.
And so on March 30, he goes, hey, last week, Saturday, he goes, so do you hate me or what? Later that day on Saturday, he goes, because I still want to hang out with you. On Sunday, it's really been on his mental. He goes, I'm sorry if I was an asshole to you before. That's not the real me. If you ask anyone that actually knows, or they'll tell you I'm a good guy.
So now he's drunk?
Yeah. I'd just like another chance to talk to you and hang out and get to know you. Well, I don't think that's a possibility, so.
No.
No. I feel like once our minds are set on, like, we do not like this guy, that's
you get the ick, and you're just done.
Yep.
You get the ick. I had a guy who I, like, was really into for, like, 2 years, and then he pissed my bed, and I got the ick, and I'm just completely over it.
How could you possibly get the ick from that?
Right?
That's insane.
It's such a sexy thing to do. So that's been fun for you. Whereas, For me this week in the way of men, I babysat my boss's kids. I taught one of them how to throw a football, and then he looked me dead in the eyes and said, "You remind me of my stepdad." And I'm like, oh, every 23-year-old girl's dream is to remind somebody of their stepdad. I'm so blessed.
Oh.
But you know what? I actually did have kind of an interaction with a man this week. You know, I've been kind of like dipping my toe back into Hinge because I've just been so absolutely bored. I'm just...
maybe a pinky.
You know, I'm just barely grazing the meniscus of the water. Mm-hmm. And this guy was super cute, and he's older. He's 30. You know, my type.
Yeah.
My type. And so, wait, quick pause. What's your age range on Hinge? What do you have yours set to?
Let me look. Okay. I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, tell me yours.
23 to 28.
Oh, Jesus.
What's yours?
21 to 37.
Well, it sounds like you're on a sugar daddy site and not on Hinge.
I just thought to myself, I'm like, what if there's like some really good-looking 35-year-old man out there and I miss it because I was being ageist? I would never be able to live with myself.
My gosh, you want to help him when he like breaks his back?
Wait, 35 is only 12 years older than me, right?
That's still 12 years.
Yeah, okay, you're right, you're right, you're
when
right.
You're 68, he's 80?
Whatever. Anyways,
sorry, I'm being ageist.
So I was talking to this guy and everything was great and he was like really, really interested, right? Like,
sure.
You know when a guy's like all the time like, I just gotta say it again, like I think you're so pretty, and I'm like sitting here like sweating because my pictures are, I only use ones that are so good, I could kind of be considered a catfish.
Sure.
And then he's like, I'll let you know tomorrow, like a time that works for me, like come over whenever, like you can meet my dog, like everything like that.
You can meet my dad, he's 85.
So I had a friend come stay with me this week, and so... for some reason, I thought it'd be a really good idea to text this guy at 3:24 in the morning.
Sure.
What's up? The next day...
he's like, I'm way too old for this.
I didn't stop there.
Okay.
The next day, he doesn't respond. Last night at 2:15, I emphasize the what's up. So I haven't heard back because I think that he... I'm immature, and that's kind of the only explanation. So, Ben, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. I wish I could say that it's not a reflection of who I am, but it is. I'll pretty much only text you when I'm super drunk and bored.
Yeah. If it's like a day-to-day thing, I will not text you, hey, good morning. How did you sleep? How was your day? How's your day going?
I might be bored as hell, and I can't sleep, so you might get like a 1 o'clock in the morning, like, hey.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be awake alone. I want somebody else to be suffering with me. I think that that's fair.
I don't want anything to do with them until I'm drunk and I'm like, let's FaceTime. And then I FaceTime them 20 times in a row. I'm like, oh my God, they're being so immature about this. They can't even respond
to one. They can't even pick up my call. God. Okay, also, did you see on the news this week that Trump is eating like the hydroxychloroquine tabs? He's like eating Clorox to prevent coronavirus. And I'm like, we as a nation are just recovering from the Tide Pod Challenge.
And you think that's a good idea?
Right. Can you imagine? This whole thing could have been avoided if Tide Pods just had Clorox in them. We would have had a whole breed that was immune.
You're right.
Right? God, we're always one step. I'm Monday morning quarterbacking. Everything's great in retrospect.
Clairford 2020.
The election is this year.
Yeah, you're not old enough, though. I'm trying to think of...
to run for president?
Yeah, you have to be, like, 50.
No, Obama was in his 40s. Oh, man, we sound ignorant. Look it up. Fact check.
35.
You have to be 35 to be president?
You have to be a resident for at least 14 years. That had nothing to do with it.
I hate that I stood there and I was like, okay, yeah, I've been a resident for 14 years.
35?
And I have to be 35.
Okay, so 12 years, you'll see us.
12 years when I'm that guy's age. 12 years, so what, 2042?
We'll just be Trump with a better spray tan and better bleach blonde hair.
Oh my God, and a way better toupee.
And a way better body. Except he's got that cake that we'll never have.
I was about to say, our president has a wagon hitched to the back. Oh that my God.
You
mine.
See that? You see those pictures of him golfing? I was like, holy.
Kim Kardashian is shaking.
She could never.
So one thing that I thought I had talked about with Renee earlier this week, but it actually turns out I wish I knew who I was talking about
you
it with.
You made this up.
We're talking about no matter what, it's always awkward to go to somebody's apartment for the first time. And we love a guy who has a dog. But when they have a dog who's maybe like a lab or retriever size, nothing is worse than when you go into their apartment and all their dog wants to do is sniff your ass. And it's just like, you don't want to like push their dog away, but you're like, ha, 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 ha. I always immediately just like hit the deck. Like I just like bend all the way down and go for the floor and then try and like hold the dog's face near mine.
When they come around from the front.
Yep.
And they start going in. I know dogs love underwear, but like not on my body, please.
Right? It's one of the most uncomfortable things because you're like, we all know this is happening.
Yeah.
But it's way weirder to bring it up. Like, I would just rather just not talk about
it. Oh, your dog's got a nice nose on him, huh?
Right?
Strong smeller.
Your dog has good taste.
Okay. Has anyone told you you're like your dog? My face is so red.
Well, they always say dogs and owners start looking alike.
They're looking alike, sorry. Yeah, so like.
Okay, let's move on from that. But I was thinking about like the worst things. Like when you go to like a guy's, or I guess it just work for like if you're going over to a girl's place too, the worst things to walk into when you go to somebody's apartment for the first time.
Mm-hmm. My initial thought, I feel like a lot of guys have the same white and navy striped sheet, fitted sheet.
You know what they say? What? Navy blue sheets, he belongs to the streets.
I recently heard that,
and I was thinking about all of our guy friends who have navy blue sheets.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
But it's just the fitted sheet, because they never have actual sheets.
No, only the fitted sheet.
And they never have a blanket. It's just like a fleece blanket that their mom got them.
Yes,
like
or like just like one comforter, but that's like balled up in the middle.
Yeah. And so it's literally like a sheet and then a ball and then sheet.
And then they have one, maybe two really thin pillows.
You know what it's like? It's like a ravioli.
Just like a ravioli.
Yeah.
Okay. So ravioli bed is the first thing.
Mamma mia.
I was thinking if they have their mattress on their floor.
Yeah.
If this man could not shell out for a box spring. There is just
it's
something
like 20
about,
bucks.
Right?
Go to Lowe's.
Walking into somebody's room and just seeing that they live a life of a floor mattress, it really changes the way you view someone.
Yeah.
Because now you're like, I know you don't have self-respect.
Mm-hmm. On the top of the bed, usually they'll have two pillows, but they're like so worn down.
Yeah, I just said that they usually have one, maybe two really thin pillows.
Yeah.
And if they have two, they usually stack them and sleep with both.
Yeah.
And so you and your arm are going to be real comfy. Or do yourself a solid and go home.
Leave.
Because guess what? He probably doesn't want you sleeping over anyways. Another thing that I've noticed many a time at people's apartments, if you have a ton of like old or half eaten food or food bags,
yeah,
all over your room, like just throw them out. And don't get me wrong, I am no stranger to having empty food bags in my room, but if I know I'm having company, I will throw them away.
Yeah.
Or I will hide them.
Sometimes, you know when, like, you're on your period and you're at a guy's place and they just don't have a trash can in their bathroom and you're, like, so worried that if you flush your tampon, it's going to be a geyser. It's going to be Old Faithful in their bathroom.
You know that I went maybe 20 years of my life not knowing that you can't flush tampons?
Well, maybe that's why you have such poor plumbing in your bathroom.
But, okay. No, that hasn't happened to me.
Oh. They never have a trash can.
No. Why don't guys ever have bathroom trash cans? But every girl has one.
I mean, don't you have something to throw away? Like an old razor? No, you probably keep those till they're rusty.
Until they're rusty and you're like slicing your face open?
Yeah.
Ugh, boys will be boys.
And they only have one bottle of shampoo to throw away because it's a 3-in-1. So they don't need a trash can.
So true. Okay, another thing that I hate to see at guys' places is, you know, if you have like an electric shaver or something, if you have your little beard stubble all over your sink.
Yeah.
It's so gross. I lived with a guy once, and I guess the outlet in his bathroom didn't work, so he used his electric shaver in my bathroom. And I remember coming in to, I was so confused and wondered what was going on. And it was just a really alarming thing to walk into. Yeah. Little short hairs all over the place. Ugh, just really, covered. Really creepy. And I'm like, you couldn't even clean them up.
Why that's is all that so story. Creepy?
It's just weird. It's like, get your little hair shavings off of the counter and go home.
Yeah, maybe it's like the pattern that they make that drives me crazy. Like, it just makes me like super uncomfortable.
Itchy.
Yeah.
Itchy.
Itchy.
Okay, so another thing that we were kind of talking about this past week or so is when you're a kid, most kids have that one moment when one of their parents embarrasses them so bad, they're like, you did that on purpose. You know, when you're like, there's no way you didn't know that that was going to embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember mine like it was yesterday. It was third grade, maybe fourth grade.
You were fat at this point?
Yes, I was fat.
Okay, just wanted to clarify. Get a visual.
You know the timeline on my obesity.
All right, we've got a visual.
I was fat, and I had a bob, and I had bangs.
Karen?
Fuck yourself. It was like parents' open house night, right? So you go to school, like your parents come in, they see different things that you're working on in school. And I had a really big crush on this guy. We'll call him Joe Quinoa. So I had a huge crush on Joe Quinoa. My mom was really good friends with Mrs. Quinoa. But I didn't actually really know Joe very well at all. I don't even think I'd ever spoken to Joe. Huge crush on him. It's open house night. We run into the Quinoa family. My parents are obviously going to say hello. They're friends. And my dad walks up and goes, looks at the kid and goes, huh, if it isn't the famous Joe Quinoa. Claire talks about you all the time. And I was like, why would you not know that that was going to embarrass me?
So he did.
Yeah. I have this with all men. All the time, it's like, was that a miscalculation? Was that something that was dumb? Or are you very, very smart?
Are you obtuse?
Or are you totally acute?
See, my parents, I had a little bit different of an experience because they made like a conscious effort not to embarrass me except for when my dad wore socks and sandals, which now...
You wear socks and sandals.
I know, which now it's like I know where I get it from.
You already does like your dad, don't you?
But my parents, they want me not to be a lesbian so bad. Mm-hmm. So they will never intentionally embarrass me in front of a man.
Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah. No.
My parents want me to be a lesbian so bad.
Yeah, they do. They think we'd be the cutest couple. They're not wrong.
We would be. We are.
They. Us.
So we were on a Zoom call with some of our friends last week, and one of the girls was telling she had a very similar thing happen. Oh. And so she was like part of this like church group growing up, something like that. And each year, like the church group, they would have summer camps. And so she had a boy in her church group that she had a huge crush on, who, again, she had never really spoken to ever. The best crushes are those from afar. And, it was like some like church meeting night or something like that. She's there with her parents, and her dad goes up to, and we'll call the girl Jane. Her dad goes up to this kid and goes, so what weeks are you going to the summer camp? Because Jane doesn't want to go if you're not going. She only wants to go when you're going to camp. Dads of the world.
God.
You have got to stop it.
They're so oblivious, but so calculated.
So calculated. This kind of, I don't know why, but it reminds me of a time. So I had my first kiss in second grade. And it was with one of my, like, best friends at the time. We'll call him...
Henry.
Henry. And, oops. And so Henry and I were, like, really, really, really close. We took karate together. We had swim team together. We would play Neopets together. The whole nine yards. And my mom loves this one story where we're at a swim meet, and she's sitting next to his mom because they're friends. So Henry, apparently he had gone up to his older sister, and he was like, I kissed Claire Conti. And she goes, oh, no, Henry. You have to go tell mom right now. You're going to be in so much trouble. So this kid comes up crying to his mother and my mother and goes, no. I just did something really bad. Oh. I kissed Claire Conti. I'm like, you're not the last guy who has said that statement.
Oh, God, Henry.
They thought it was hilarious. My mom and his mom thought it was so funny. But yeah, he was my first kiss. He's the one who asked me out over the loudspeaker at Friday Night Skate.
You were so lucky.
We had such a romance. I recently ran into him at a Starbucks, and I hadn't seen him in like 5 years, and I looked like a gutter monster, like a mole person. So I really think that he's totally fine with the way our relationship panned out. And he probably still cries about the kiss that we shared at swim team in second grade.
You know what I just started thinking
about? If you had
about,
seen me in a swimsuit back then, by the way.
I would have cried too.
It was really a tight fit.
I was just thinking, though, your parents and his parents were friends.
Yeah.
I had so many guys that I had that situation with where my parents and their parents were really good friends, but they were always a year younger than me.
And now that would never stop you.
Exactly.
Now you would almost prefer it, probably.
Well, I still had a crush, but then I was, like, so embarrassed because they were
younger. And when you're, like, a kid, it's, like, different.
But then it's, like, if I were to look at it now, like, my birthday's in July. They were probably born in, like, September. And I was like, oh, I'm so much older than them.
I can't. I'm just so mature.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I only ever dated older guys until... Well, to this day, I've still, like, dated older guys, but same. I was really only ever interested in older guys until my junior year of college. And then I was like,
picking
grass is a little bit greener on that side. Yeah. Oh, my God. When you're a freshman and every guy there is either your age or older and you're spoiled for choice. And then all of a sudden, it starts getting a smaller and smaller amount until you're like, you know what? 18 is looking mighty fine. What, when we were born? 2000?
That's just right.
All right. Let me see some ID to confirm, but...
You know what? Let's normalize girls having crushes on younger men, because I feel like there's such a stigma.
As long as they're 18.
Oh, yes. Don't be a pedophile, but, like, I mean, I feel like in high school and in college, it's so weird, like, if you like a younger guy, probably more in high school.
Yeah, no, but it is weird. It just, and it never happens.
Yeah, it's, and, like, a senior guy could be seeing a freshman girl and everyone's like, dope, nux. But, like, if a girl does that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I'll admit it now. I was a senior in college with the biggest crush on a guy who was born in 2000.
And that's, you're right.
And that's... literally, that's my own demon to battle. But I think that the rest of the country should think that it's normal.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird. My mom's 3 years older than my dad, so maybe that's where I get it from.
You've always wanted to be just someone just like your dad. So I can see exactly where you're getting this from. Okay, so we've got some people who wrote in. Also, I'm sorry for the sniffling. I literally just got my allergies just kicked in maybe 20 minutes before we started recording. So
well,
that
was
perfect.
It's about to rain, so. No, it's about that time.
I'm about to get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
First one, just the write-in caption on top, like the email.
The
God,
subject?
What's it, the subject of the email. Mm-hmm. UV blue, all caps, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
I'm interested.
Scroll right in. Because you know how, okay, so if you didn't realize, the last episode we had, we were talking about drinking UV Blue and plain vodka and Fireball in high school, and we wanted to know if anybody had had a similar experience. Yeah. Do high schoolers still drink UV Blue? I was honestly pleasantly surprised to find no high schoolers writing in about drinking, because I would have felt a little bit weird about that being an adult. But this girl writes, "Oh my God, I'm so glad you said something. My friends and I in high school would get a handle of UV Blue before every single weekend, and like 10 of us would split it. I, to this day, cannot eat, drink, or even smell anything blue raspberry flavor without wanting to throw up. UV Blue is the devil's work."
10 people. Imagine doing that now.
You'd 10 people on a handle of UV Blue?
You feel like a little wine drunk.
Oh my God.
That's it.
Oh my God. So, but UV Blue is the devil's work. I completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Me and my friends were never UV Blue drinkers in high school, but we definitely were on the Plains Vodka grind.
Oh, yes.
I cannot tell you how many memories I have of taking turns ripping shots in my friends' bathrooms, hiding from their parents, trying to get drunk before going to someone's basement party.
Yes,
that is so true.
No. The basement
parties. The basement parties.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, you know, like when you're pregame and getting ready with your friends and you're all in your bedroom, like, getting mm-hmm. ready, but then you like go into the bathroom
yeah.
to take the shots, and you like just like swap out girls going into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh God, ripping the handle, choking on it, drinking some Gatorade.
I feel like basement parties are going to be like what the next month of like half quarantine is.
Oh my God. I literally, you just know what? I kind of miss like high school when you would just, everybody like, you have to walk in upstairs, you know, the parents are in the living room. Hello. You keep your jacket on, but mm-hmm. you maybe take your shoes off.
Then you walk out the back at the end of the night.
Yeah, and at the end of the night, you are airlifted out back to your home.
Sorry, stumbled to the back.
This last question is probably my favorite of some of the ones that we've gotten. It says, if you were going out and you could only drink one type of alcohol the entire night, no exceptions, how would you rank the following?
Okay. Excuse me. This is really, I haven't even heard the rest.
Okay, can you start that over?
I haven't even heard the rest of it, but I like this question already.
Here's how it goes. Whipped cream Smirnoff.
Okay.
Jack Daniel's Apple. AMFs, which if anybody doesn't know, is Blue Raspberry Long Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Plain tequila. Bailey's. And Kahlua. And she puts at the end, no chasing or mixing.
Okay.
So if you're picking, say you pick whipped cream Smirnoff as the number one, you are just taking straight shots of whipped cream Smirnoff all night.
Yeah. Wait.
And no chasers.
Okay. I already have mine.
Okay. What's your number one? You're going to pick AMF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AMF, second one, Bailey's. Third one, whipped cream Smirnoff. Fourth one is...
Kahlua.
And then fifth is the tequila.
What about Jack Daniel's Apple?
Yeah.
Did you put that before tequila?
Before tequila, but I've had some bad experiences.
With Jack Daniel's Apple?
Yeah, we both shared this experience.
Yep, we shared this experience. Somebody, for somebody else's birthday, got them a fifth of Jack Daniel's Apple. Then this guy said that he wasn't currently drinking hard liquor. So Renee and I took it upon ourselves to just drain that right out for him.
And that we did. We showed up, I believe, wearing the same exact shirt.
Yeah.
you know the one.
Oh, God. Now I know this night all too well. Was it the blue and white striped shirt?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, for me, this is... I want to say like Blue Raspberry Long Island first so bad, but you know, even like when we go out, like the only time I ever really want to throw up from drinking in the past like year and a half is if I drink a Blue Raspberry Long Island while we're out, because so many people are like, I'm not going to finish this. Do you want to finish this? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess I won't have to buy another drink. I'll just finish this one right now.
Yeah.
And then I really regret it later. I think I'm going to go with plain tequila first, even without the salt or the lime.
That has to be my literal last source of getting drunk.
All right. I'm going plain tequila, AMF. Bailey's, whipped cream Smirnoff, Jack Daniel's Apple, Kahlua.
Yeah, we fuck with Bailey's.
No, we do. We do. Yeah. We do. We do fuck with Bailey's.
I feel like that's better than other.
But we
shots
like it in our
chaser.
Coffee.
Yeah, but I feel like it.
Yeah, it is. But how much Bailey's alone do you have to drink to get drunk? And at this point, the amount of dairy that we've consumed.
I have to bring my
is going to bring us back to some pooping stories.
Let me bring up a follow-up question, listener. Can I have Lactaid as a chaser?
Yeah, can I chase with some Lactaid? One time Renee and I went out to brunch and we brought Lactaid and we accidentally left the bottle on the table while the waitress was coming around.
We got a cheese board.
And we had so to get the Lactaid.
It. Yeah, we actually planned our day. I was like, I'll bring the Lactaid.
We did. We planned. It's funny because... maybe like 4 months ago, we went out to brunch, and she just goes, shit. I'm like, what? She goes, I forgot the Lactaid. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Well, buckle up. Last question I'm going to read here. It says, hi, I was hoping you ladies would be interested in joining our team here at Arbon. It is such a great opportunity, and I believe it is an essential to maintaining a good life. Consider it, Patrick from Hinge.
Ah! Thank you.
I said, hi, Patrick. We're not currently desperate enough to join a pyramid scheme. Thank you for your consideration, dash us.
We love ladies who listen.
We love ladies
man.
Who listen. And it was a lady who listened, and that is my dear Lizzie Donahue. Hold on. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for writing in, Patrick. I guess we should say.
I hope Patrick. Well, that'd be kind of funny if he found it. You'd be like, I had no idea I made such an impression on Renee.
You would say, I had no idea I made such an impression on those girls who tall and short. Anyways, that's pretty much all we have for you guys this week. We are sorry that we are struggling so hard to come up with anything to talk to you all about, but quarantine is slowly lifting in this godforsaken state of Indiana, so hopefully we'll have some more coming soon.
We won't promise that we won't skip again, but we will try our best not to, and if you do see us skip a week, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business, and don't get mad. Anyways, this has been Claire and her friend. Last side note, Renee cheated at cards last week. Bye!